This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior. When you think of recreation on public lands, hiking, camping in a national park, or fishing and hunting in a wildlife refuge comes to mind. But out west, there are millions of acres of public land set aside for recreation by the Bureau of Land Management. And BLM's Bob Ratcliffe is the Chief of National Recreation and Visitor Services. Bob, where are these lands and what kind of sites are they?
Almost all of it is in the western United States. An incredible diversity from the California coast line to Arctic tundra and glacial rivers in Alaska to the vast arid deserts of Arizona and the Four Corners region. The BLM also manages an incredible range of cultural heritage resources and sites. Some of the Indian ruins and ancient cultures are located on BLM lands in Arizona and New Mexico and are available for people to learn about and visit. We also have an extraordinary number of ranches and ghost towns. These are the last vestiges of the Wild West, and we manage those. Specifically, I was just at Garnet Ghost Town in Montana, in the mountains there, and it looks the same as it did 150 years ago.
Bureau of Land Management takes the AmeriPass for entry fees and other user fees. That AmeriPass is the same one that can be used in national parks, refuges, and national forests. But a majority of these facilities are free, aren't they?
And absolutely free. No fee required. We have a few locations where they're highly developed or we have developed campgrounds. And at those locations, you pay a user fee or an entrance fee. But as you said, the vast majority is open and available to the American public. We have thousands of miles of trails, millions of acres of wilderness area, and dozens of very popular areas that people can bike and hike and ride horses without any fee at all.
You have so much land out there that you're still in the process of figuring out what lands can be used for hiking, biking, and off-road vehicles.
What we're doing now is we're finishing what Lewis and Clark started. We're mapping the West, and we're designating trails and routes where it's appropriate to ride off-highway vehicles. We have three categories: open, closed, and limited. We've been in this process for about 5 or 6 years. We're going to continue it for the next 5 or 6 years and beyond, and by that time, we will have a designated route system across the West. Much of our lands are within 25 miles of the major metropolitan areas of the West. Over 22 million people live within a half hour of BLM public lands in the West.
For those unfamiliar with public lands in the West, what are some of the better-known sites to visit? I know you can't play favorites, of course.
Oh, if you say an activity, I can tell you where to go. But Moab for mountain biking and jeeping is just extraordinary. The Southwest, particularly in the Four Corners area, if you're interested in ancient cultures and Anasazi or ancient Puebloan cultures, just incredible places. If you're interested in rivers or wild and scenic rivers, there's the Rogue River in Oregon or the Deschutes River in Oregon. Alaska, of course. We have vast areas of interior Alaska that the BLM manages that are only accessible by float plane or helicopter. If you're interested in hiking, we have some incredible canyon country: Paria Canyon in Utah, Aravaipa Canyon in Arizona. These are all well-known special areas with very unique habitat and scenery that are just extraordinary and some of the best well-kept secrets.
One of the important aspects of these lands is that it allows for activities that take a lot of space, and some unusual ones at that. Tell us about it.
We have such a broad range of activities occurring on the public lands. You've probably not heard of sports like sledging or zorbing, but you may have heard of base jumping, model rocket launching. These are people who build rockets in their garage that go to the troposphere. We have to get clearance from the FAA and the NORAD and everybody else for these guys to participate in these events. Land sailing. I mean, I could go on and on by the types of unique activities that occur on the BLM public lands. Every day I learn of a new one.
This public land, it's also a resource to be conserved. How does the BLM manage multiple use and stewardship?
BLM strives to balance responsible recreation use versus protection of the resources and conservation of the public lands. You know, a lot of places, once they're discovered, people have a tendency to love them to death and visit them in large numbers. And what we're trying to do now is manage the use, educate people as to appropriate and responsible user ethics, but also provide enough regulation to protect the areas and still allow sort of a freedom of recreation that people love the BLM for.
Thanks, Bob Ratcliffe, for the BLM's National Recreation and Visitor Services Program. This podcast is presented by the Interior Department Radio News Service. I'm Ron Till, Washington.